From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Turkey begins airstrikes. Turkey has carried out more airstrikes against Kurdish rebels, the Prime Minister's office said Wednesday. The airstrikes targeted six Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, locations in southeastern Turkey and northern Iraq. The statement also said authorities have detained more than 1,300 people inside Turkey in raids against suspected members of the PKK, the Islamic State, and other militant groups. Meanwhile, Turkey's president is meeting top officials in China to strengthen ties that have been strained over the delayed sale of a Chinese missile system and Beijing's treatment of its Turkic-speaking Uyghur minority. Eurotunnel, the company operating the tunnel between France and England, says it has blocked more than 37,000 migrants trying to cross illegally from continental Europe into Britain since the beginning of the year, and 1,500 overnight on Tuesday. Prime Minister David Cameron says his government will help France secure the tunnel site.
On the issue of Calais, this is very concerning, as you said. We're working very closely with the French. The Home Secretary met yesterday with the French Interior Minister. We've invested money in the fencing around Calais. We're also putting fencing around the entrance to the tunnel at Coquelles.
As many as 10,000 migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and beyond are living in squalid camps in and near Calais. Cameron has rebuffed attempts by other European leaders to force Britain to take some of the refugees. You're listening to VOA News. The Afghan Taliban is rejecting reports that fugitive Taliban chief Mullah Omar is dead. A Taliban spokesman contacted by VOA insisted that the group's leader is very much alive, and the rumors of his death are aimed at drawing the reclusive leader out of hiding. Sources with knowledge of the Afghan peace process also dismissed the reports of Omar's death, suggesting they're aimed at derailing the second round of talks planned to take place in Pakistan later this week. Also in Pakistan, authorities said Wednesday police killed the leader of a militant group accused of killing hundreds of Shiites. Officers were transporting Malik Ishaq early Wednesday when the convoy came under attack. Ishaq, his two sons, and 11 others died during a shootout with police. North Korea has indicated it may be planning new ballistic missile tests or other military provocation, this just hours after it has said it has no interest in dialogue over its own nuclear weapons. When asked Tuesday about a possible test, North Korea UN Ambassador Jang Il-han told reporters,
"We will not give up our nuclear weapons, and the mission of our nuclear forces will never change as long as the hostile policy of the United States remains intact."
Earlier on Tuesday, North Korea's ambassador to China said that the North has no interest at all in dialogue for unilaterally freezing or giving up nuclear weapons. Lawyers for convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard said Tuesday that U.S. officials have decided to free him in November after 30 years in federal prison. The Justice Department's Parole Commission granted Pollard his release after federal authorities raised no objections and said they do not believe he will commit more crimes. Former Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres expressed his gratitude.
"I would like to express my appreciation for the decision to release Pollard from his prison. It's a very moving decision, both personally and otherwise."
Pollard was sentenced to life in prison for turning over suitcases full of military secrets to Israel, including details on U.S. intelligence, weapons, and radar jamming equipment in the Middle East. The Supreme Court in Bangladesh upheld a death sentence against opposition leader Saladuddin Kudar Chaudhry on Wednesday in connection with a mass killing during the country's 1971 war for independence from Pakistan. A tribunal set up by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina found him guilty on multiple counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity in 2013. Those charges included murder, genocide, abduction, and torture. Chaudhry is a leader of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, the BNP, and was a former aide to Prime Minister Khalida Zia. You're listening to VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.